Simon & Schuster Audio presents Den of Thieves by James B. Stewart. Read by Johnny Heller.
Prologue. Martin A. Siegel hurried through Washington, D.C.'s National Airport and slipped into a phone booth near the eastern shuttle gates. For years now, phone booths, often at airports, had served as his de facto offices. He complained often about his long hours and frequent absences from his wife and three children, but the truth was that he thrived on his pressure-filled life as one of the country's leading investment bankers. May 12, 1986, had begun much like any other day. He had flown that morning from New York to Washington to visit a major client, Martin Marietta, one of the country's leading defense contractors. A few years earlier, he had helped Marietta fend off a hostile takeover bid from Bendix Corporation, and the deal had launched Siegel's star. He became one of the country's most sought-after takeover strategists. The visit to Marietta had gone smoothly, with only one disturbing note. The company's chairman, Thomas Pownall, was upset about a recent insider trading case. Pownall was set to testify as a character witness for Paul Thayer, a former Deputy Secretary of Defense in the Reagan administration, who had been charged with insider trading for leaking top-secret information he gleaned while Director of Anheuser-Busch to, among others, his Dallas mistress. Pownall, along with most of corporate America, had been stunned. He had often done business with Thayer at the Defense Department, and the two men had become friends. "It's unbelievable, isn't it?" he had remarked to Siegel. Siegel had nodded and quickly pushed any thoughts of Thayer aside. Handsome as a movie star, tanned, fit, Siegel, at 38, had recently moved to Drexel Burnham Lambert Incorporated, the powerhouse junk bond firm. He was ready to vault to even greater stardom. Now Siegel dialed his office in New York. It was just after 2:45 p.m., and he wondered what the stock market was doing. He hated being separated from his array of sophisticated news delivery mechanisms, from computer screens to wire services. His secretary, Kathy, briefed him quickly and then started ticking off the many calls that needed to be returned that day. Suddenly, a rapid series of bells rang at the Dow Jones ticker tape just outside Siegel's office, a signal that a major news announcement was imminent. Kathy moved to the ticker and gasped as the headline emerged. "SEC charges Drexel Burnham Lambert official with insider trading," she read aloud. As Kathy waited for the ticker to resume its account, Siegel felt his almost perfect world collapsing. Everything he had worked for all his life. His $3.5 million comp.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?